First, though, I mentioned in the newscast that a bill the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee's passed would cut the federal workforce by 10% over the next 3 years. Federally employed women, or few, says the bill makes some assumptions that to them don't add up. Janet Copenhaver is the Washington representative of few and here to talk about the cuts that are proposed in that bill. Janet, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here this afternoon.
Francis.
What are some of the numbers that don't seem to add up in this bill that's come out of the House Oversight Committee?
Well, this bill, and we have been talking about this bill and this approach of just across-the-board cuts since this new Congress took over, and it's a little frustrating because no one seems to be listening. The one thing that they always keep saying is the federal workforce is too big. The main job of federal workers is to serve the American people. The American people, the growth of the American population has been growing much faster than the growth of the federal workforce. So the numbers that we have been touting on the Hill is that in 1953 there was one federal worker for 78 residents. Now it's one for 147. That's according to OPM, Office of Personnel Management data. Plus, if you were just kind of following the demographics, we are getting older. The older populations tend to depend on the government more. So not only is the ratio getting much bigger, but the number of responsibilities and services provided keeps growing and growing. So we're really getting tired of that same old that it's just getting bigger and we need to just do these arbitrary cuts. So that's one of the problems we have with this bill. The other thing is it's just not a good approach. I'm going to put a plug. The Partnership for Public Service just issued a great publication, Making Smart Cuts, and talk about the different ways of dealing with the rising deficits. And across-the-board cuts, ironically, if you have a well-run, efficient agency that's got bare bones, they're going to suffer the most if you just do a willy-nilly 10% cut.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not right. And we really have a problem with this just kicking the can or punting on this. And this way Congress doesn't have to make the tough decisions and really go in there, as we were talking before, with a scalpel instead of a gun, basically. You really have to look at each program, each priority, and really determine where cuts can be made. And it has to be done strategically, or the Americans are just going to suffer because the Americans depend on these critical services that federal workers provide.
Our Emily Kopp covered this story this week, and Linda Springer, the former OPM director, selected it as her number one story of the week on the Federal News Countdown in the last hour. And we talked about this very issue. We talked about a concept that I have been mentioning on this show for a long time, and it's one thing to talk about right-sizing the workforce. One thing that I don't hear much about, and it sounds like it jives with what you're proposing, is the concept of right-sizing the work or right-sizing the mission, and that is saying to Congress, if you want to cut the workforce 10%, tell us what 10% of the mission at my agency you don't want us to do anymore. If there have to be cuts, are those cuts that you could live with at federally employed women a little better than just chopping 10% off the top?
Well, if it's done strategically, you know, and again, I can't say what would actually be cut. But if there's duplicative programs, sure, that's just wasting money. If there's any waste, let's look at it strategically and do what needs to be right. You know, and the other thing is Congress keeps, they say cut, 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 but yet they keep adding on to, like, the regulations or tax stuff, which then they want to cut the IRS, who is enforcing these tax laws.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. I mean, they need to come up with some specific initiatives as well that aren't just this across the board, let's not think about it, cuts that just aren't going to work and they're just going to make Americans suffer. And the other thing that they throw out is this $139 billion savings. And during the hearing yesterday, I thought Representative Davis, Danny Davis from Illinois, made a really good point. And this isn't a reason not to cut, but he was saying that federal workers or employed people are at least able to spend money, and they can go out to eat every once in a while. Or he used the example, go to get their hair cut. So that employs the people at the barber shop or the hair salon or the shopping market. Again, that's not to say, okay, don't lay off people or don't fire people just to keep those other people employed. But I'd love to see an economic study that shows, well, how much will really be saved? Because if these people aren't working, okay, you might be saving $139 billion, but then you've got to put them on the unemployment rolls. And then you've got to put other people in on the unemployment rolls who are no longer getting the money that these employed people were getting.
Your statement says, the few statement says, by simply cutting federal slots, agencies will have to still perform the same level of services with fewer personnel. And that's kind of what I was getting at the idea of, if that's no longer the case, that at least seems to me to be a little more strategic, maybe not a perfect scenario, but at least seems to be more strategic than just going chop 10% off the top.
Exactly, exactly. But then ensure, and this was an amendment that was added, you know, they don't then just hire more expensive contractors. So I know contractors were added in as an amendment, which Representative Connolly said, you know, they should be in there, but we still don't like this approach, which we agree with him there, too. So, yeah, you've got to figure out what is actually essential and critical, and then go forward on making as whatever cuts you can make that way. But yes, like you say, across the board cuts just don't work. They don't make sense, and it's really just putting off making those hard decisions.
Janet, thanks for being on this afternoon and weighing in, and thanks for letting us know what federally employed women think about this.
Okay, thank you.